we're going to call them.
Excuse me.
That's okay, I thank you for the interruption. I want to welcome all of you to the San Luis County Board of County Commissioners Ward Session. Commissioner Tony Haas, would you please stand up and give us an invocation?
Sir. Lord, today we pray for God-given focus and productivity so that ideas, hopes, and plans come to fruition. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Chief Bacharach, would you please lead us on our Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sir. Roll call, Mr. Borica.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Here via Zoom.
Commissioner Haas.
Here.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
I am here. Approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes to the agenda?
No, Commissioner, no changes.
Thank you, sir. I will entertain a motion to approve the agenda as posted.
Move for approval of the agenda.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Yes.
Commissioner Haas.
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
Yes, and thank you all of you. We have a huge audience for those of you out there on Zoom, Commissioner Lopez. The room is packed here, so we want to welcome all of you to this special work session. The item on the agenda is All Hazards Fund. Mr. Dorian Camp, and or do we turn it over to...
I believe there was a discussion that Ben had with the fire chiefs about what your thoughts were on what may be eligible for those all hazard funds as far as expenditures and reimbursements, and whether or not the entity seeking reimbursements would have any skin in the game, and how you guys want to see those funds.
Well, I think first of all, and I'll speak on behalf of the fire chiefs, you guys approached us, you and Kim, and Kim's not making this meeting.
I did send you the link. That's why I was checking to see her and Chief Jenkins both asked for the link for this meeting, but I don't see them.
I think it was Kim and I who were at the chief's meeting, and they brought it up and told you that we'd like to have your input, because we want to make sure this money's spent how you want it to be spent.
Right, but somebody had brought up, and I don't know if it was you, Commissioner, or Phil, that maybe the districts or fire departments fund some of that.
What came up on one occasion is that one of our local fire departments saw reimbursement for an expenditure and recovered it, but that fire department wasn't required to pony up any money for lack of a better way to describe it for that reimbursement. And so our thoughts are, and this is why we want to run past you folks, see if we're going in the right direction, a direction that's amenable to all the fire departments, and that is if 10% of the SODAC reimbursement come from the local fire department, or where do we want to limit this? Are we going to purchase beds and clothing and everything else, or is this strictly for emergencies like floods or fires and those types of incidences, or what are we going to spend this stuff on? Are any of the fire departments going to have any financial obligation or expenditure towards those reimbursements?
So the fire department already has financial obligations. We come to the county when it exceeds our resource capability, and that's normally how it works. It'll go, your local fire department, your local district, they'll deplete their resources or ability, and they need more resources. So then it goes to the county, then it goes to the state, and then it goes to the feds. And that's how that works. Now, that ballot question that we got approved for that funding, what did it say?
I thought it was emergencies only. I thought when we but see, it's not in writing other than what we proposed. So I thought when we had the discussion, it was for emergencies only.
But that's why I think this is where it's a great meeting, so that we can get it in writing to say how this money will be spent.
And how much money is in it?
$225 each year, because it's not accumulative. It goes back into fund balance, but it's not spent, and it comes back $225 each year.
So what do you do with that money?
It goes back into fund balance, and we redistribute it to all, to the entire county.
But what did that ballot question say? How are you requiring that tax dollars?
It's from sales tax, so it's the same thing.
What did it say for emergency services?
Thought that's what it was designated, but it was for this one.
Let's see what Phil can pull it up.
Because I thought it was cumulative every year, where we could build that fund.
We're a zero-based budget.
Because if you get into...
So nothing is accumulative, we're a zero-based budget.
If you get into a big fire, it's gonna cost you $1 million a day.
Right, but our budget is zero-based, so we're not accumulative anything, so every year, our budget goes down and we disperse it, so we're a zero-based budget.
Where do you...
So it can never be accumulative.
But where do you redistribute it to?
Well, you'll get $225 each year.
Right, but where does it go?
It goes back, so it's like your savings account. It goes back into your pot of money, and then we just disperse it back to every department.
But is that how the ballot question was written?
Well, it didn't say accumulative, I'll tell you that. It did not say accumulative.
Did you find out for?
Our ballot question was for, to keep the excess tax, sales tax. So on a little sheet though...
And create a fund. If I remember right, create a fund.
So the fund, but see, the thing about the all hazards, it wasn't written into the ballot question. It was just a list of, it was our notes of what, how we were gonna actually spend the funds. And you were on one of the lists about that.
But the intent of the all hazards fund is to every year allocate, what was it, $220,000?
$225,000.
As long as the sales tax revenues are there each year. The money doesn't just go into a black hole, like we've been already describing. It keeps accumulating in a different fund. It's there if it's needed.
The $225,000.
The $225,000 and whatever else we haven't spent.
Well, that's what I was asking.
Each year. It's not in the all hazards fund.
No,
it's
no, no, no. It doesn't accumulate for that. No, that's contingent.
It's a contingent.
No, no, no. That's not... The all hazards is internal fund. It does not accumulate. It does not
accumulate. The all hazards fund does not accumulate itself. Those funds...
It does not. It goes back into fund balance. And every year, when budget comes, we have lots to come to us. You know that. And we have to disperse to everybody. But we did designate $225,000 each year to them. And that's all it is.
So, let's assume that we are in budget year and we haven't spent a dime this particular cycle. Those $225,000 are disbursed amongst, at the end of the fiscal year, amongst all the fire departments?
Correct. That's what I'm saying. If they decide to spend it, like each one gets like maybe $20,000 every year for something that you decide on, then we'll like say, okay, we're going to pay it out to you unless they come to us. So that's what I'm saying. But there is no verbiage to say, how are we going to spend this $225,000? Because I thought it was for emergencies only. If there's a big fire, we're going to give out $225,000 to whoever came forward.
So there's a couple issues. So first off, like Chief Backrack was saying, these fires can cost millions of dollars.
Right, but that's where the state will come in, correct? Right. The state will come in as well.
Well, right, to a certain extent.
Correct.
So the county still has some liability in this. So they
correct.
Still have to provide what resources they can.
Right, but I'm pretty sure I think is if we cannot afford it, then that's where the state comes in, right? Because do we not actually state that no resources?
The state's wildland program is phenomenal now.
Mm-hmm.
They're like giving us a bunch of free resources when we request it, when of course it supersedes what we're able to do, right? So if we need air resources like a helicopter, airplanes, stuff like that, hand crews, they will ship those down to us for a certain amount of time for free. Then after that time frame, then it will fall on the county to pay for those resources because the districts don't have the money.
Right.
Right? I mean, that would bankrupt the fire district.
It would also bankrupt us as well.
Huh?
It would also bankrupt us, the county, as well.
That was the whole reason that we sold this to the taxpayers, right?
Right, but we were saying $225,000 each year.
Like talk or no?
No, I was just trying to tell you, we actually budgeted $225,000 each year.
I understand that, but you went to the taxpayers.
Right.
Right?
And we said.
And you sold it on part of, this is where we're spending some of this money, correct?
And we designated $225,000 each year.
Does it say that in there?
It says it in our budget. It also says in the sheet.
Does it say in that ballot question?
Not in the ballot question, but Bill has a sheet that where he actually wrote.
I know, I saw the sheet.
And that's what, it was not in the ballot question. We were just saying, can we keep the excess?
So, Chief, when we went out to the voters, we did an assessment of if the ballot measure is approved, where would we spend any additional revenue? And of course, that's where that famous sheet we're talking about. There's a line item in there that basically went out, and that's how I personally sold it to the voters. If the taxes that are collected from Los Angeles County meet, then this is how we're going to basically distribute those funds. And of that, 225 line item for this all hazards fund.
Right.
And so I think the question that we have right here in front of us today is, you know, maybe on the 225, make a recommendation, or is it working the way it is? A recommendation for us to know in writing, how would you want us to?
Right, and I get that. But first I wanted to tackle this on my, how much are you funding with that tax money? And Kim and I and the fire chiefs, we all sat down and we kind of said, we want to use that fund for air resources, for dozers, for Andrews. We don't agree with funding food out of that. We don't agree with, I think you guys gave a grant for some PPE to Homey this year, and that's good. I don't know if that came out of that money. We also noticed that you had the pandemic in that all hazards. Well, if we have a pandemic, how much did the county spend on the pandemic the last 3 years?
The pandemic.
So if we spent $225,000 this year, we had a pandemic today, that $225,000 would be wiped out, right? And then we have a fire this summer.
Well, that line item, though, is specific for.
For all hazards.
All hazards. No, so we're not going to be, dipping into for any other purposes outside of what it was outlined for.
Because on his spreadsheet, it actually says pandemic.
That's a different line item in there.
What were you referring to, like a pandemic and all hazards all as one? Is that what you're referring to, Phil?
Let's see.
Were you, because I think we're trying to come up with the word.
Ask me a question and answer.
Okay.
Let me zoom this in if I can figure out how to do this. Because Chief Backpack's correct. All hazards emergency fund, fire, flood, tornadoes, pandemic, terrorists, etc. Equipment, rentals, contractors, etc. Air, big copter, and I just put down some rates. So on the spreadsheet, pandemic was included because at that time of the discussion, I don't know if the board was involved in those discussions, but at the staff level, pandemic was part of the hazard.
Correct.
In our opinion, and if we don't get reimbursed from the feds or the state, then yes, we're looking at using these funds to help offset the cost of the county.
That's why we came up with the name All Hazards, because we wanted it to.
And the chief's right, if those were all expended, then we end up having to work with the fund balance to pay for whatever outside of the $225,000 need to be paid for fires or floods or one of the bills.
So it's just not fine.
When did we start this tax collecting? Or when did this fund get initiated?
We got the first ballot in 2018, but we couldn't spend the excess.
Until
2020. Okay. Isn't it? The 2020 is when we reported
it. It was passed in 2020.
Yeah.
It was commenced in 2021.
Okay. How much did we spend out of it in 2021?
How much did we spend in 2021? I have to look at that, of that, just to see what that balance is. I didn't bring my laptop, I should have brought it.
Well, I guess I'm with Chief Backrack.
But like I said.
Yeah, and I don't know if maybe he got the bypass. So this money goes back into a fund, but.
But it's called fund balance, so it's like our savings. It's like, it's where all our money sits in fund balance. So when we put it there, because we have an entire county that we have to fund.
I understand that. This was a ballot question about these specific things.
It was a ballot question, correct, and designated 25 to all hazards.
Does it go to these specific things, or does it just go back to the general fund?
Well, so on the list, I said, obviously, Phil's gonna pull up the list, it's like, let's see before. So on the list.
This is the ballot resolution, same thing was on the ballot.
So, but on the list, it shows who we're gonna designate everything to, and I think we fulfilled pretty most of it that we've actually said.
Well, unless one of the other fire chiefs didn't tell me about it, none of the fire departments got to do this. We didn't request any, and I knew it last year. So where did that $225,000?
It went back into fund balance, and then dispersed it back.
Dispersed it throughout the county.
Throughout the county again. And then your $225,000 went back into your line item, so that you, if you need to have it, it's there again. So every year, you will have $225,000.
And so, Derek, I think the idea here is, on that line item of $225,000, that is for all hazards as described in there. How do the fire chiefs, how do you all see that money being spent?
Again, so if we need air resources, dozers, the dozers, we're gonna be reimbursing you out of that fund, right? You're road and bridge, because you're providing the dozers, you're providing the low boys, you're providing the manpower. So that fund should be reimbursing your road and bridge department for their fuel, for their time, their overtime, all that. That should all be billed out of that fund, you're getting that money back.
So.
But if we need an extra day, because you guys all came up on the fire on the Mesa, right? If I was able to fund that helicopter for one more day before it got pulled off, because we didn't tie it up with our funding, we wouldn't have had the mess up there that we had if we could have tied that helicopter up for one more day and had it committed to our fire.
Understood.
Okay, so air resources that the state is not providing, if we go above that, we would like to see some of that funding for hand crews, not food. We all agreed, if they need food, they should reach out to us and we'll provide them, the auxiliaries will help provide them.
I've got that message.
I was just floored when we heard about that. That was the first time any of us had ever heard about it.
Do you want to include PPEs with that? Because I think you folks have grant fundings.
Yeah, well, the PPE is something we provide already to our people.
So no PPEs?
But this is for emergency situations.
You're.
So we have a fire or whatever that gets out, or we need more resources, that's what that funds.
Your folks that are working a fire from road and bridge should have PPE. If they don't, and then we need to, like, spend some of this money to provide them with the PPE they need, then I'll agree with that.
Yeah, but not.
They need to be protected if you're sending them out.
So you're saying not to outfit every fire department, because you pretty much already have access to that, only. Yes, please.
So we did purchase a bunch of PPE, the fire gear, for about 15 of our road and bridge guys.
Out of that fund?
No, that was a grant.
Oh, a grant.
That was a grant for a county.
It was a 100% funded grant, yes.
That wasn't out of that, it was a grant.
Thank you for joining us, Kim.
You're welcome, sorry I'm late.
So Kim, everything that I said today, that kinda is everything that we talked about, right? Where's that funding going to?
Yes, but I just wanted to make it clear that all hazards does include pandemic, but with the pandemic, we did get a lot of federal and state funding.
So if you needed to use that money for a pandemic and it used all $225,000, when you got your reimbursement from the state or the feds, are you replacing that money? Or is it just gone for the year?
Depends on.
In my opinion, I think it should be replaced, but sorry, Phil, I didn't interrupt you.
Well, that's my mistake also. Typically, at least what we've experienced in this pandemic is we go ahead and expend the funds and just seek reimbursement. But those have been coming out of the commissioner's line. I think Frankie's where Kristen is pulling those funds for.
Well, we don't have any more CARE Act money. We don't have any more CARE Act money.
That's right, but I'm saying if we came into a pandemic, CARE Act monies or ARPA monies or whatever the federal government or state government may want to title those type of funds that are available, then we would seek reimbursement from those funds. But I think the initial on the CARES, the initial funding came out of commissioners, is that correct? We didn't touch the all hazards at that time. Mm-hmm.
There was a line item that was called COVID-19.
And that was under commissioners. Correct, because we knew we were getting reimbursed, so we didn't touch
it. It's not even, it was not part of the all hazards at all.
But you're right, if we were using all hazards fund, then we would reimburse the all hazards exactly the way Kristen did it with the CARES Act, reimbursing that line item in the commissioner's budget.
If there was a pandemic and we were going to get reimbursement from the state, I would create a whole new line item so I can track it separately. So it wouldn't even go through here unless it wasn't funded by the state. And then we were going to use the all hazards. And there is no reimbursement. So I would just track it differently if it was a pandemic and we were going to get reimbursed.
So let me add one of the tough questions here is if there were to be a shift on sales revenue that would decrease to unexpected level, would we adjust all the line items basically to reflect, and if you go all the way down to the bottom, so I don't know if you have a total.
Well, you can see probably what we've already used. Look at that. See.
Yeah, because I think, and then the communication would have to be with particularly this group that is going to be impacted. You know, if we were to lose 12% revenue on all collected sales tax, how is that going to be impacting each one of these commitments that we have up there?
Correct, yeah, it's something that we have to actually have a discussion with county commissioners.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we recommend, or at least I would recommend, that whatever percentage we hypothetically saw sales tax drop like you're discussing, we hypothetically talked to the board about decreasing each one of these annual allocations, which is this column B here, by that same percentage.
Same amount, percentage, right?
Because we dropped 10% the past year.
Yes.
In revenues.
Correct.
And that's why we're talking about there needs to be a way to keep, instead of just funding 225, if we don't use 100,000, if there was a way to build that pot of money, because whether taxes go down or not, fire is going to happen and it's going to need to be put out. Somewhere. The state's going to help us out as much as they can, but the districts and the fire departments, they've already put everything they had in before they call you.
And here's the other thing is, you have, and I guess I'm still back to this, what we're talking about, that money just disappears or goes back into the general fund. But you have money over there, kind of what we were talking about the building and HVAC and things like that, that money's spent. So next year, where does that money go? You know?
You disperse it back to each department.
Or put it into another project. That's what they're doing.
Chair, if I may. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yes.
So it appears to me that it seems like the fire chiefs there, or the I can't see who's in the room, is basically requesting the $225,000 and we put it back, instead of back in the fund balance, to keep it in reserves for hazards. Is that how I'm understanding it, Chief Bacharach?
Yeah, we kind of want that fund to grow, right? Because at some point, we're going to need more than $225,000. Hopefully, we never do, but it's going
to
happen.
Up to a limit.
Okay. Yeah, you guys can.
That's kind of. That's what I thought you guys were saying over there, and I think if we were to do something like that, I don't know if we'd have to readdress the ballot measure itself or not on that. I think we probably need some legal advice on how we were to do something like that down the future, but we can look into it. I don't see I know the nonprofit grants are going to be allocated 100%, and some of the other issues and monies that we use are going to be spent 100%. But I do see you have a valid point of the excess of that funds and what do we do with it. I do also understand that we have a lot of other folks that are coming to us with their hands out for money, and we have to very carefully delegate and allocate all that fund. So I think we could probably have a discussion as long as we're not in violation of our ballot measure of any kind, of looking at building that fund up, and possibly maybe not the entirety or maybe a portion of it that unspent funds annually, if the board chooses to do so at that time. But I kind of agree with Chief Bacharach and the fire districts of possibly building a fund if we legally can do so with our ballot measure, if that makes any sense, guys. That's my opinion. Thank you.
Yeah, Commissioner Lopez, I think one of the things that we have to do is, you're correct, let us talk with our legal counsel, and definitely this conversation that will go on, and we'll have a internal discussion. I don't know.
I wanted to go back to his spreadsheet, because he has the total excess at the bottom total of his spreadsheet. Yes, so the total excess, so if you go to the bottom of your spreadsheet, it tells you.
You just made it. I want to make sure that the folks online can see.
Okay. I'm just saying, because it tells us what our excess total was. What is it, 2.9? So if we go back and we look for what we
give. Our annual is going to be 721-ish.
Okay. And that's what we give out each year, 225, that 80,000 for DHS, correct?
Correct. Is that what that is? Except we believe that this $118,150,000 annual support for all of our cloud-based recordings and copies won't be $150,000. So that's what needs to be adjusted.
Right.
The 110, that's every year we budget that we can afford it to the sheriff to help him with his vehicles, same with the body cams, because that's an ongoing expense. $10,000 in the sheriff's department for replacement of kitchen appliances and other things. He has some dryers, washers, and everything else. That's ongoing. DHS, $80,000. That's there because you increased their meal by that much, and then put that sales tax money into general.
Yeah. And we got it from the benefits.
And then $225 the all hazards.
Well, his question was what the balance was. See, so we were saying that the excess was 2.9. I think we've done everything over to the right. And then to the left, it's just that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, let me see if I
can. Kim is asking that you read her chat.
The 2.9 million is what our
excess was.
Total audited amount in 2020 or 2019. We had an audited amount that was
excess.
in that yes. fund that we could not touch. I don't remember what your accountants call it.
Yeah.
Restricted funds.
And so when we went to the taxpayers, we're saying, okay, we want to spend all that $2.9 million that's in that audited restricted fund balance, and this is how we spend.
Correct. So that's where if you look at the spreadsheet, you can give you one to see what we spend. But every year we're promising $225 whether we spend it. If we spend it, we're still going to give you the $225.
She just asked that you read it.
So do you understand that? To where even if we're past the $2.9 million. We're still saying that we're going to continue to budget the $225 because of our sales tax, unless it declines.
So where did you?
But if you remember, the $2.9 million, guys, was what we had in reserves that we didn't spend, that we collected. Then the voters let us spend it, and that's how we allocated it.
You know, I think for the purposes of the conversation, we might be getting the picture keeps on growing, but Kim, you had a chat that you wanted us to read?
Yeah, it says, I agree with all that. I agree with that as well. Build the fund, because one fire, you get the entire 225.
But you have to remember, we have contingent.
So I got another
question. We talked about contingent today. So we have our contingent fund is for that. The all hazard was just excess that we said that we would budget each year for them. So is
the contingent fund the one that grows every year? And is there a big, I'm sorry, I don't remember what kind of balance that has.
Yeah, we have a,
there's a contingent grow each year.
Contingent has 600,000 in there as of today. That's what I'm trying to tell you, to where do we decide to take the 225 and put in contingent so it'll grow each year? and not do anything like that. So do we decide to do that?
Well, I think that would be a good idea.
And it will continue to grow.
That we
the contingent is
right.
Different than the all hazards.
Well, only concern I have, and just clarify this for you, that 2.1 or 2.9 million, whatever it was, that was excess from previous, right?
That's correct.
Is that something you guys have are projecting every year?
No.
Okay.
No, that was just money we couldn't spend.
That affects all this too. So.
Yeah.
That was accumulated from the time that the sales tax went into effect, which was 2018. That was accumulated up through either 20, I don't remember when the audit number for this 2.9 million was.
It was in 2020, probably.
It's like a 2 or 3 years accumulation. It's like 2.9 million.
And so that right there, to expound a little bit more, that 2.9 could not be spent without the permission of the elected.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. So if you add 2.9 and accumulate over 2 years, you're not going to get 2.9 every year.
No.
So that's going to have to adjust for that.
Sure.
No, our total projected with sales tax revenue for general fund is about 2.8 million, and 90% of that is allocated during budget season.
Yeah, but so I think, you know, if it's okay with all of you, let us have our internal conversation. And I think there is a couple of recommendations on the table. And, you know, one is if we are to grow the fund, where do we, what line item and where, what fund do we deposit in?
And where should we cap?
And then it might even be, here is the thing, and later on, is are we then turning those funds into restricted funds for, you see what I'm saying? So on the accounting perspective, we'll have that conversation, we'll come out, and definitely want to keep you all on the loop.
We can understand where we want to spend
sure.
That money if we need it, right?
Sure.
Not on food.
Not on food, no.
Heavy equipment.
Just extra equipment that we can offer by.
Sure.
And we go over from the state, and we have to start paying the state.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's going to be reimbursing
the county.
The county.
Yeah, we understand
right.
That, yeah.
I mean, it should pay for the overtime, so there shouldn't be any issue with having a guy on overtime or stuff like that.
Right.
Road and Bridge has their own fund, and we do allocate money to Road and Bridge.
Right. Never enough.
I think it's plenty.
Never is.
Any other questions, gentlemen? We appreciate you all a ton, and thank you for your service. And I think this, unless Commissioner Lopez online, do you have any other questions? Anybody online?
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn this special work session.
So moved. Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner
Yes.
Commissioner Pizza? Yes. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.